I think we need to be looking at solutions here. I had a very constructive and positive meeting with the senior management of Gardaí and Letterkenny, and I believe there's a role there, working closely with the Gardaí. It's a team effort. We need to be coming up with solutions, but there's so many issues in so many different areas around the traffic calming. At different times, we've had motions passed about putting in traffic calming measures, but I think we need to look at, as a matter of urgency, to send a message out that we are taking this serious, and if there is areas that needs more policing, then we need to be on message in that, and I think we need to be all singing off the same page. So I think by us all getting into the one room in a workshop forum, we can have a good discussion where we see the real pressure points, and also the whole area around the scooters as well. I mean, when I'm talking to elderly people that feel very concerned that they're being hit by someone in a scooter, they're afraid going up the town. I mean, back 50 years ago you had people with lights and bells in their bikes, and now you have these scooters going about and everybody's dressed in black and there's another light in their bell. So I think we need to be realistic how we're going to challenge this. We need to look at the bylaws, and we need to be very, very clear on message as to who's responsible, what is allowed and what's not allowed. And I think it's the least we owe to especially a lot of our elderly people who feel somewhat concerned, but a lot of parents as well within the different housing estates throughout the town. I mean, Lisnennan's gone on now for the last number of years, traffic calming. We had a discussion today around Wood Park and Lismonahan. We have, you know, Ballacderrig as well, Calhame, Windy Hall has been talked about. There's so many of them that's gone on for far too long, and we need to address them as a matter of urgency.
And you've made the point, there's not a one-fits-all solution. It's not necessarily ramps everywhere, it's not necessarily lights everywhere. Yeah. Different strategies, different approaches needed in different areas.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think by us all coming into the one room together, and maybe we can come up with new solutions, how we approach that going forward. And I think there's a message on us putting out a clear message together as well, and maybe that be through media or whatever, but I think we need to start doing that and working closely with resident associations, community groups as well, to help us to do this. And schools probably have a huge role to play in that too. But we need to get back, if one remembers the Green Cost Code many, many years ago, I think we need to get back to that level. It's not all just about ticking a box. We need to be serious about that and be seen to be serious about it as well.